Our top stories this hour. The federal government is being accused of ignoring expert advice and evidence after ruling out an emissions intensity scheme for the electricity sector. The Victorian and South Australian premiers attacked Malcolm Turnbull at today's COAG meeting after the government floated the idea of the EIS this week. Mr Turnbull says a carbon price would drive up the cost of electricity. Two men will spend a minimum of 15 years behind bars for preparing to carry out a terrorist attack in Sydney's west. Omar al-Khatoubi and Mohammed Kiat were planning to bomb a Shiite prayer hall last year on behalf of the Islamic State group. But that plan was abandoned in favour of a plot to attack someone with either a knife or machete. Independent MP Bob Katter has hit out against the federal government's approval to sell S. Kidman & Co. to mining magnate Gina Rinehart and a Chinese consortium. Mr. Katter says there's a risk Shanghai Cred, which owns a third of Outback Beef, will take majority control of the company. And South Korea's parliament has voted to impeach President Park Geun-hye over a corruption scandal, suspending her powers. The Constitutional Court will decide whether to uphold the motion and remove Park from office or reject it and reinstate her. She's accused of constitutional violations and abuse of power.